I've always been a firm believer that if you imagine the worst thing that could happen, it probably never will. So over the years, I've managed to make peace with the fact that I live in the shadow of a nuclear power plant, by worrying about it. And now I find out that some of my fears may be justified. A new study released last week has measured the strontium-90 levels in the baby teeth of children living near nuclear reactors. The study is similar to one conducted 40 years ago that contributed to the banning of above-ground nuclear testing in the U.S. The strontium-90 levels found in this new study are at the same levels that President Kennedy deemed too dangerous in 1963. Strontium-90 is similar to calcium. It enters the bodies of pregnant women through their food and water, where some of it is transferred to the bones of their unborn children. Once there, it irradiates blood and bone cells and can eventually lead to leukemia and bone cancer. Its presence is completely unnecessary. Strontium-90 didn't even exist before 1945. It's a byproduct of atomic bomb tests. After the nuclear test ban, it was predicted that strontium-90 levels in baby teeth would decrease, and they did for a while. But in the last 20 years, they've been increasing. The reason? Strontium-90 is a byproduct of nuclear reactors. It's sadly ironic that this new study is being directed by Dr. Ernest Sternglass. In 1963, Dr. Sternglass testified to a congressional committee about the effects of nuclear fallout. What I find so troubling about all this is that we've already been here. 40 years ago, we realized that what we were doing was harming our unborn children. And yet here we are, decades later, repeating the same mistakes. Nuclear power plants or weapons testing, it doesn't matter where the strontium-90 comes from. The end result is the same. Our children inherit so much from us, the color of our eyes, our personalities. Must they also inherit our mistakes?